Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy hump day.
Thank you for waking up with us. My name is Edgar.
This is Brian Ryan. What up,
bro? What's happening?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
63 degrees right now here in L.A. Today's going to be a hot one. 80 degrees the high for L.A. and the O.C. We're going to be hitting the 90s in the I.E. in the Valley. Get ready, guys. Heat wave coming your way all weekend long. We'll be in the hundreds in the IE in the Valley.
Stay safe, Inland Empire.
And about 80 degrees in L.A. in the O.C.
If you have a pool in the Inland Empire, you have no choice but to let someone come over, Edgar.
Come on over, man. I mean, we're going to be crashing parties this weekend, but...
We're about to crash your pool.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
While you crash parties, we're crashing your house.
Funny.
I don't know, Chelsea. It's dangerous. Last time you were at my house, allegedly, you snorted part of my carpet.
So it sounds weird out of context. You know what I mean?
It sounds weird in carpet, too. In context, too.
True.
Yeah. It sounds weird in carpet, too.
Yeah.
By the way, your cough is doing better.
It's doing a lot better. I went to Hawaii.
Don't mention it. Don't say its name. Do not say the cough's name.
I know.
Don't invoke it again.
God.
I know.
It's like Candyman. Don't say it three times.
True,
it comes right back.
It's true because now once you talk about it, and now I feel a little scratch in my throat. Like it's like, you know, you talk about it, you want to.
Oh my God.
You have the urge to do it.
Don't send for the cough.
I take it back completely. Hey, so since the earthquake we had this weekend, or a couple earthquakes we've had, I've been getting a lot of messages on the gram from friends that I've made like in Dallas, New York, when I worked in radio in those cities. And they're all like, see, that's why you got to come back to Dallas. That's why you got to come back to New York. And it's like, well, you know, y'all were freaking out in Dallas when we were getting tornadoes.
Right.
And in New York, we're getting some crazy storms and hurricanes and snowed in. Like, how do you, which natural disaster would you choose? To be at risk.
The one problem is, though, and this is like what a lot of my Michigan friends tell me, is like we have a lot. Like LA has a lot of natural disasters.
We just had a bad couple years.
Yeah.
We had like the wildfires, the mudslides, and then the earthquakes. We had a little bit of a hat trick. I've lived in areas with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. I think hurricanes are the worst.
Yeah.
It's funny because my girlfriend's mom, we were at an Atlanta Braves game this last weekend, and she goes, so are you guys, like, she said it all passively.
Right.
Like, I can feel judgment coming my way. She's like, so, you guys all caught up on the earthquake news? Because we hadn't been in town. And I was like, yeah, I saw it. She goes, so, gonna move back here, smart boy?
Oh, drop the bomb like that?
Yeah.
And then called you smart boy?
Yeah, smart boy.
I think she's like, being sarcastic.
She's just being an A. I'll tell you. I don't want to finish that last comment in case. But she had like this, you're gonna come back yet or what?
Yeah.
And I was like, we have hurricanes here.
Yeah.
We have like crazy ice storms here. Like every place has its disasters. You just learn how to deal.
Mm. Yeah, and the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, and they're worse than Hollywood. Watch out.
Coming up next, there's going to be an amazing event going down today at the Rose Bowl. I don't know if you guys heard, but our women's national soccer team won the World Cup again, in case you didn't know. But there's going to be an awesome event honoring the Women's World Cup champions and many more. Details coming up next. Don't miss out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
If you didn't know, now you know. Our ladies in soccer here in the U.S. of A. are absolutely amazing. They won back-to-back World Championship this past weekend. And today, they have an amazing parade going down in the city of New York. But there's also a celebration going down here in Southern California that we want to tell you guys about. And it's at the Rose Bowl. And one of the people that made this happen, it's going to be an amazing event, is Dr. Betty Uribe, who's on the phone with us. She's the first woman in the history of the Rose Bowl to be inducted into the Rose Bowl Legacy Board.
That's huge.
That's amazing right there. And she's a financial services executive, global award-winning author of the book Values, The Secret to Top-Level Performance in Business and Life, philanthropist, mother of three. She's amazing,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh.
She's superwoman.
You want to knock that off for a second?
No.
Making all of us feel like we got to do more with our lives.
Show me your ways.
I get excited when autocorrect doesn't come up when I text somebody.
Like I can spell restaurant right the first time.
Dr. Uribe, thank you so much for being with us. Tell us about this amazing unveiling of the statue that's happening outside of the Rose Bowl today. What time and how did this come about? All to honor the women's U.S. national soccer team and Brandi Chastain.
Today, we're honoring the 1999 Team USA World Cup champions who authored a moment that will forever be iconic with the hearts of the female athletes in the United States. Remember the moment when Brandi Chastain told when they won in 1999 and Brandi Chastain just showed her enthusiasm? Well, guess what? We have a sculpture that we're unveiling. So it's a free event for the public at 11 a.m. It's going to be unveiled right at 11. We're expecting about 1,400 people, and maybe with your radio show hosts and your people, we're going to have 1,500 or 5,000 people. The more the merrier.
Jeez.
Let's celebrate. We're making history at the Rose Bowl.
And Brandi Chastain is also going to be there, right, Dr. Uribe?
Yes.
Oh,
there,
my gosh.
Yes.
I remember that moment.
Yeah.
It was versus China.
Uh-huh.
Penalty kicks for the World Cup. Her penalty kick, brought the championship to America. And she celebrated taking off her jersey. And just like, I remember that so vividly.
I remember it so well, too, because I was the captain of the soccer team, freshman soccer team in high school. And I remember, like, that was kind of, for us, we were like, from then on, we only wore sports bras on,
yes.
on the field. And I remember it was so empowering because before that, yeah. I remember getting into it with our coaches because they never would let us. And then after that, we were like, no, whatever. She can do it. We can too, well, kind of thing. It was a very empowering moment
as a gender barrier demolishing moment. It's like one of those things where women in sports weren't even a big deal. You know, the WNBA was in the news stages. And it's almost like when you watch that, you look and see like, oh my God, women are good at sports on a national platform on television. So, and yes. I know it was controversial at the time, but you look back at it now and you're like, well, thank you for bringing that kind of recognition to the fact that the women in the World Cup soccer are dominating.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's just women in general. And if you think about it, for the Rose Bowl, the only other sculpture that we have unveiled that was last year, that was Jackie Robinson's sculpture.
Wow.
This is how important this is to us, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Betty Uribe. Today, 11 a.m. at the Rose Bowl, all of you are invited. Brandi Chastain will be there for the unveiling of her statue outside of the Rose Bowl. What an iconic moment for SoCal and for women's sports. And thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you so much. If people can't join, they can just watch it on the live stream at rosebowlstadium.com.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you, Dr. Uribe.
All right.
Have a great
thank
time.
Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. Bye now.
Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
How about you guys, man? But it's so exciting to be a part and be alive during these times of so many glass ceilings breaking for women all around the world. And maybe because I have two daughters now, it's even more exciting.
I don't have any girls. I'm not sure about all these glass ceilings. As a dude who lives alone.
Simmer down.
Look, let me just speak for all the dudes out there who are like, yeah, it's great, but like, don't break too many.
Whoa. Come on, Bri.
Jokes.
We just told you guys about this iconic unveiling of a statue that's going to be happening today at the Rose Bowl, 11 a.m. You're all invited of Brandi Chastain, part of the 1999 Women's World Cup Championship team. That won the World Cup. It's happening at 11 a.m. Make sure you check it out. She'll be there. But also, yesterday, I texted you guys this on our group text, and I want to share with you, our audience, a U.S. senator introduced a bill that would prevent the use of federal funding for the 2026 Men's World Cup, which is being hosted here in the U.S., for U.S. Soccer Federation, if they don't agree to pay women as equals as they pay the men.
Right.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa.
So great.
Well, that
this is dope because, you know, the men didn't make it to the last World Cup last year. They didn't qualify. So you can imagine how much money they missed out on the U.S. Federation because they had, you know, probably all these sponsors lined up.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to say no to their money. Well, but the women, on the other hand, are winning back-to-back world championships.
Well, I think the cool thing about it, if you know more of the political, like, kind of, you know, gymnastics behind it, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia is a Democratic senator in a very red state, right? Mm-hmm. But what this bill's going to end up doing is put, because there's no reason to vote against it, right? Unless you just specifically are anti-paying women the same as men for, and you can't even make the revenue argument anymore. Sometimes, like, well, WNBA doesn't. Women's soccer in world, like in the FIFA World Cup level, has made more money for the United States and more money generated more money than the men have. So you can't make that apples to apples comparison.
And it will generate even more next year.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And by the way, before you continue, Ryan, ESPN just inked a deal with basically the women's version of MLS, right? Of a professional soccer league in the United States to show their games.
Right.
So it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be interesting to see which senators are going to vote against it, because it doesn't make any sense, like, from a financial standpoint. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense logically. So it's basically just going to be like, oh, I just don't want them to make the same amount of money. Like, just old man who doesn't want women to get paid equally and equivalently for their value.
At the end of the day, well, to wrap this up, I just hope that the U.S. Soccer Federation, before this bill goes to vote, they're like, all right, we get it. We're going to pay the ladies equally. So hopefully that happens. Coming up next, Chelsea, what's going down in your entertainment stuff?
So we have new music from Beyonce. Very exciting day.
Yes.
And also, I have some news about Netflix that might make you kind of mad.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thanks,
that's coming up next around 6:50.
If you're looking forward to getting mad, stay tuned.
You want to know. You know you want to know.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Very exciting. We have new music from Beyonce today. It is a new single that dropped last night called Spirit, which is off the new Lion King album called The Lion King, The Gift. Here's a little preview.
That's Beyonce right there.
Damn, she crushed it, bro.
She can do it all, I told you.
And here's Spirit, yeah.
Here's Spirit right here. Ready?
Oh, we're having some technical difficulties. Oh, there you go. Okay. Sing it, girl. So good.
You think she drops a gospel album after that song?
You think so?
Like, that would crush.
That
like
would be cool
on gospel stations and like the gospel circuits. Because, I mean, she's got the vocal talent to pull it off.
I could see her doing that for sure. This album, though, is super cool. So, obviously, it's a Lion King-inspired album with songs all written by African artists. And it will be produced and curated by Beyonce herself, which is pretty awesome. It'll be
a slick move right there. That's how they got her for the movie.
Right? I mean, honestly.
Handle all the music for it. Oh, man. That lady knows how to make money.
The album will be released on July 19th, the same day that Lion King opens in theaters. Beyonce, of course, voices Nala. The premiere was last night, and it's super cute. We'll put it up on our 97.1 Amp Radio social Instagram, but Beyonce and Blue Ivy were there together wearing like matching outfits. It's adorable. You'll have to check it out. Some not so great news for fans of the TV show Friends. This is very upsetting.
Okay.
It is officially leaving Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is anybody really actually watching it, though, or do you just like it being there?
I watch it.
Like, a lot? I really do.
It's one of my favorite shows of all time. But what I do, too, is I'll just leave it on and have it running in the background while I'm, like, cleaning my room.
Because,
like, I know the episode so well. I've seen every episode so many times.
It's like Netflix is to be like, are you still there? Click a button.
But check it, man. What I've heard, too, you know, when I go speak at high schools and stuff like that, and I talk to some students, a lot of students or people that are teenagers are just like discovering these shows that are like nostalgia for us.
Like that, The Office, Seinfeld.
Especially because they appreciate the diversity in the show Friends so much. And they're like, oh my God.
Very funny.
It's awesome.
I gotta be honest, I watched an episode like a while back with my girlfriend, and we were both sitting there like, I just can't latch onto that life anymore. I've lived in New York. I'm like, where the hell do they find these apartments are amazing.
They're huge.
They all have their own bedrooms? You nuts? It never happens.
Are you kidding me?
This is interesting. Netflix supposedly coughed up $100 million to keep Friends on Netflix through 2019. And then I think because it became so big, and like you said, Edgar, the younger generations are discovering it because in previous years they were only paying $30 million for it. So I think they're just like, okay, we can't pay that much. But This is good news, is that you actually will be able to watch Friends on Warner Media's new streaming platform, HBO Max, which launches next spring. HBO Max will have Friends, Pretty Little Liars, and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
They did that on purpose. They choked Netflix out, which makes sense. If you're going to start your own platform, it's not... Yeah. 100 million's not... They know that's not worth it. But they were like, oh, we'll keep it on because of the backlash. Right. And then Warner's probably like, 150. And they're like, bye.
That's great. Another streaming service I have to subscribe to.
Oh, my
gosh. Appreciate it.
And we still have the Disney one that's coming out I think at the end of this year. So
I'd say, I'm going back to the black box, which is just you know, you get all the fights.
Right, just what happened to giving your cable guy like $100 and they just like give the cable box an elbow or something and they're like, don't say anything, do it.
We're all about to be broke. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Missed connections. You're lucky you missed.
That was close.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
You ever gone somewhere and you see somebody and you're like, man, I wish I had the guts to say what's up to them. And even in your head, you plan out how you would say hi, what kind of line you would use. And they walk away. You never see them again. You're driving home. You're like, I should have said something. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? Maybe it wasn't meant to be. And you leave it alone. Well, the people we're going to talk to you about right now are people that didn't leave it alone. They jumped on Craigslist and created an ad to try to see, and they described that person, try to see if that person goes on this section of Craigslist called Misconnections to see, hey, I was looking at you. I was checking you out. Holla.
It's so weird.
But see, some of them you see and you're like, oh, man, I feel bad for that person. They really seem like a nice person who just like didn't have the courage. These people are people that you are straight up. Like, glad they did not holler at you. Mm-hmm. So these are the misconnections you are glad you missed.
Mm-hmm.
Glad they let go of you on that door, I should say. You're the white lady who works at 7-Eleven in Gardena. That's how we're starting out today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, there we go. So we'll start off with race.
You're there pretty much every time I stop in for beers after work.
Aww.
I'm going to cut to the chase right now. I'm on a pretty big drought.
Okay.
And this line's amazing. I'm on a pretty big drought, and you look like you haven't gotten any in a while
either. Wow. Rude.
What a pickup line. What do you say? Want to bust a slump with me?
A slump?
Just trying to help out the drought, that's
busting
all.
Busting a slump. All right.
Wow.
I was in line at the Ralph's on Foothill Boulevard in Arcadia, and you squeezed behind me in line. You're a bigger gal. With all the humps that you can handle. And I've had them on my mind for weeks.
Wow.
Is that, you saying that's not a compliment, Chelsea?
No.
I was wondering why they used you squeezed in behind me. I was like, why does that matter? But now I know.
I think you put them in my back on purpose.
Oh, wow.
Don't lie. When I felt them, I leaned back a little bit. And they were cozy like beanbag chairs.
Whoa.
This is too much.
Please find this. Then he had some emojis. Fingers crossed, two cupcakes, and a tongue-out face.
There you go. Cupcakes, huh?
Oh,
two of them.
That's too sexual.
Bet you can figure out what those are.
Yeah. It's cakes.
This one right here is insane. You were the smoking hot Latina in Newport Beach driving the white Civic up Beach Boulevard. I think you smiled at me, but I'm not sure. I was the white dude on the beach cruiser who followed you pedaling as fast as I could for about a mile.
He's got a visual.
I almost caught you. I even followed you onto the 55 freeway.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I got arrested by OC sheriffs. What haters. I tried to outrun them, but they got me. Now I have 30 days in county for some warrant issues.
Whatever.
But after that, we should hook up.
That's definitely what a girl wants to hear. I almost caught you.
Yeah.
I almost caught you.
Almost made it, but the stupid sheriff foiled my plan.
These are ads that we found on Craigslist in the misconnections area.
I saw you at the Chick-fil-A on Sunset Boulevard last Thursday in Hollywood. Couldn't get your red lips out of my mind. I wanted to say hi and see you move around so bad.
Move around? Oh my god!
I wanted to see the lips talk, I guess. After you threw your drink away, I went and got the cup out of the trash.
No, you didn't.
Are you?
No, you didn't, bro. No,
that's you're a murderer. Next level. You're a murderer.
I wanted to see the lipstick on the straw.
No.
Then I smelled your breath on it.
No, that's impossible.
It was amazing. I stare at that cup on my counter every day, depressed I didn't talk to
you. Homeboy still has it?
He's worshiping a Chick-fil-A cup.
At least you know he's saving the environment.
Did you wash it? I don't know. That defeats the smell. All right, your last one. I walked by you with your lame boyfriend at Knott's Berry Farm, who was wearing a tap out hat. Puh. Yeah, right.
How do you spell puh?
Puh. It's like P-A-P-H-A-H. Puh.
Okay.
He was a buster and looked like he'd never even seen a weight room or the octagon.
Jeez.
I've seen both, and you're way out of his league. You definitely do squats.
I can't.
You're really not my type, but I'll be honest. I'm a 10, and you're about an 8.5 on a good day.
All right.
But my pet peeve is doughy loser dudes out kicking their coverage. So I'm willing to come down to your level and give you a reason to leave him for a couple of weeks.
Oh, he sounds like such an empowering, uplifting guy. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to date him, Chels?
Then I'm out. Let me know.
My worst nightmare.
Thank you for those misconnections. Appreciate you, Ryan.
What an angel.
Think you know your music?
Remix.
The Remix Game with Edgar, Ryan, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 passes to have fun, eat, and enjoy summer night concerts at the OC Fair kicking off this Friday, going down right now. You got to guess 2 out of 3 song names correctly based only off of the lyrics that you're going to hear, and you win, okay? The keys to not get swayed by the beat, which is a different song. Tricky DJ Majestic will be going up against Stephanie from Anaheim. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. You think you could beat DJ Majestic this morning?
I really hope I do. My kids really want this.
Oh, there it is.
The pressure's on you. Your kids will never let you hear the end of it.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you don't win, Kimberly from Manhattan Beach is waiting on the line to jack your tickets. Kimberly, what do you want to say to Stephanie?
I want to say good luck, but I have kids who want to go as well. So if you miss one, I'm happy to take them.
So the only way we're going to be able to settle this is whose kids are better behaved. Not just playing.
We want to see pictures. Who has cuter kids? I'm kidding. They're all cute.
No, that's a good idea. Let's do it. No. All right, Stephanie, here we go. The very first one coming your way. You ready, DJ Majestic?
Let's do it.
What's the name of the song based only off of the lyrics, Stephanie? Here it is. Majestic, turn that volume down. I got this already.
All right, turn off
your 2 tortillas, bro. Stephanie, what's the name of the song? I hope it's right now because you sound really confident.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's "Senorita" by Shawn Mendes.
That is
great. Yes! I had you.
Oh my gosh, that was a tough
one.
It took me a minute.
That was a tough one.
I love that song.
All right, "Senorita" Stephanie. Here's the second one. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
What is the name of this song based only off of the lyrics?
Club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation.
I like this mashup.
Me and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, found the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want.
Got it.
Oh,
yeah, she sounds mad.
Yeah. You need the chorus.
Turn that finger up. Wow. Stephanie, what is the name of that song?
I don't know the last name of the singer, which shame on me, but I know the first name is Ed and it's Shape of You.
That is correct.
Remix game queen.
Wow. Stephanie.
She's good.
Most people allow us to play a lot more of the music. She's like, got it.
Got it. Got it.
Congratulations, Stephanie. You got 4 tickets to go to the OC Fair.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
You're welcome. Kimberly, we got stand-up comedy show tickets for you to check my man, Brian, out.
I'm going to be in your neighborhood tomorrow night at the Comedy Magic Club at 8 o'clock. I'll grab your email if you want to come down. The place is amazing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Cool. Fantastic. Cool. Thank you, Kimberly. All right, Stephanie, hang tight. Coming up next, guys, you're going to continue commercial free. But on top of that, Chelsea needs your help. She got into her first big fight with her unofficial boyfriend, Tinkerbell. And there's another way to put it, but to tell you the truth, and it has to do with something that went down in the bedroom.
Truth.
It is straight facts. Nice. Yeah. Chels, I give you props for speaking about this because I don't think you're the only woman that goes through this with their man.
Very vulnerable of me.
Details coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We need you to be the judge this morning. Unfortunately, Chelsea and her unofficial boyfriend, Tinkerbell, of 3 months, they met at Coachella. You know the story. They had their first big fight. And it has to do with a problem in the bedroom. He expected one thing, and she wasn't about it. She's never done it like that. You know? I'll explain in a second. Who's in the wrong, though? You decide. And we need you to be the judge this morning. Obviously, this becomes part of the radio novella, the love soap opera. And it's got a new title, everybody. Tinkerbell y Chelsea presentan Problemas en el Paraíso de la Cama.
It's Tinkerbell and Chelsea. Present problems in the bedroom paradise. It almost sounds like you're presenting it.
I know.
They present problems in the bedroom paradise.
¿Qué tipo de problemas hay en la cama? What kind of problems are they having in bed? Is there an issue with
the wand? Are you experiencing wand problems?
CBD can help you.
Wand problems in the bedroom.
No, let's get to it. Let's clear it up because people are probably freaking out right now like, what happened? Chelsea, what's going down? What went wrong in the bedroom?
All right. So the other day, we got back from dinner. Okay. And I was exhausted, absolutely exhausted. So I walked into his bedroom and I just kind of like collapsed on his bed. And he turns to me and says to me, half joking, but like in a passive aggressive way, he says, oh, there you go again. Laying on my bed with all your clothes on that you've been wearing all day long.
What?
And I was like, excuse me?
Wait,
what?
Like not in a sexy way, like take those off.
No, it was like, it was almost like this isn't something that's been bothering him for a while. He said, again, like I always do it. And finally he got the courage to say something that he's going to say in a joking way, but like wants me to know that it bothers him. And it like made me feel dirty. I'm like, what? I looked really cute that day too. I had like biker shorts on. Like a little cute little crop top. It wasn't like I had like a ton of clothes on.
Right.
And what? Like he made me feel dirty.
So basically,
like, am I dirty? His pet peeve, in your bed?
His pet peeve is he doesn't like anybody laying in his bed with clothes on that they've been wearing all day.
Yeah. Like, and basically, he was like, well, you've been wearing those clothes all day. We just went to dinner. It's been like we were in a bunch of public places and now you're bringing. He's like, and I just washed my sheets. And you're bringing your clothes, and you, who are dirty, I guess, rude.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, jeez. Into his bed. It, like, really
be
upset me.
There's
and I,
be
like,
better ways to tell you to take your clothes off.
I mean,
he needs to work on his game.
Yeah, I just have never experienced that before, and I'm not, like, a germ phobe like that, and I never thought that was a... I just would never think it that way. So it kind of weirded me out and kind of made me sad.
Have you ever had any other man complain about you in that way?
Never.
Interesting.
I've never even heard of anybody being weird about, like, laying on top of the bed with clothes. And it's not like you were rolling around like a pig in mud on this dude's pillow.
You. And it was funny because I said something to my best friend the next day because it really bothered me. Like,
Avi.
I was just, I was sad about it. And she was like, oh, that would bother me too. And I'm like,
really?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
I was like, really? This is, I just never... I'd be weird like
so
that.
Before we get to the judging, and we want you to call in, whose side are you on this? Tinkerbell or Chelsea? Hit us up 877-971-HITS. Actually, my wife has that issue as well. And she's like, yeah, man, you know, let's not wear our clothes, especially my jeans, because I don't, as a dude, I don't wash my jeans every time.
Nah.
That's just a fact.
You got to break them in, dude.
Right, right, exactly. But she's like, hey, let's not lay on the bed. You know, and I get it, but it's like she just says it to me straight up. So I don't see an issue in him communicating with you that he doesn't necessarily like that. But on the flip side, like, my man, you should be thinking the good Lord you got a woman like Chelsea hanging out in your bed.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Edgar, I think it's also different too. Like, I've never asked my girlfriend. I don't know what she thinks about it. But like, you guys are married. You have a level of like, hey, yeah, go put your pajamas on and jump into bed. But like, homeboy, stop being a nerd, bro. Like, Chelsea's clothes should be the cleanest thing that happens in that bed in the next 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's like, I understand if that's your pet peeve, but dude, it's too early for you to be getting all like, well, get your dirty pants off. I bet you get out of here. It's making me nervous.
In a surprising change of events.
What?
Tamara, social media guru, says she's on Tinkerbell's side, what? Not Chelsea's.
Yes, oh my, this is facts.
Wait, that's just because you want him to hook you up with one of his friends.
Well, the truth comes out! The truth comes out! Tamara, why? Why are you on Tinkerbell's side in that it was wrong of Chelsea to lay in his bed with her clothes on?
That is literally disgusting. It's nasty.
Did you just call me disgusting? I'm for all that I have done you know for you, girl.
Chelsea, I love you, but that is really disgusting.
What?
Tam.
Yes.
I've never.
You're also a girl. Yes. I'm gonna say it straight up to all the like every dude in here is like, what a geek. Like, you got a girl you're just started dating laying on top of your blankets and your clothes, and you're gonna sacrifice a night because you got some nerdy ass little pet peeve? Get out of here.
Wrong answer.
Why is it so disgusting to you?
Literally, it's like kind of like someone sitting on your pillow and farting on it.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
I heard you get pink eye from that.
You get pink eye from that. And it's really disgusting. You've been walking around all day and then you lay in your bed.
I can't. Phone lines are blowing up. 877-971-HITS. Call, text us. Coming up next, you be the judge. Are you on Chelsea's side or Tinkerbell's side?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Major drama going down. I'm a sucker for you. In Chelsea's love life, you be the judge. Who's in the wrong? Her unofficial boyfriend, Tinkerbell, of 3 months, or Chelsea herself? He very, in a passive-aggressive way, told her to basically get off his bed because she's still wearing her clothes she's been wearing all day. And that's gross.
She said she looked cute. She just like kind of flopped on the bed all cute, trying to be adorable and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In this titled telenovela, Tinkerbell y Chelsea presentan Problemas en el Paraíso de la Cama.
That's Tinkerbell and Chelsea. Present problems in the bedroom.
You sound exhausted when you're saying that.
I'm so mad at him right now.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 877-971-HITS. Amber from LA, you're on Tinkerbell's side. Why is that?
Because it is gross to wear your outside clothes on your bed. Mm. That is his, like, sanctuary space. That's your room that you make so nice. Doesn't Chelsea, like, hike and stuff?
Yeah, but not that day. And it wasn't like I was, like, underneath the comforter, like, rolling around. I just, like, sat on top of it.
Are you putting out a PSA? Like, yo, hikers are sucios, straight up dirty?
Well, yeah, you do get dirty when you hike. Also, it's hot outside, so you're sweating. And it's, like, your body musk is in that
musk?
Clothes.
Yeah, no. But there's, like, other things hold in that on. Bed. Like, think about it.
It's just my point is this. I understand that you may not like it, but speaking for the men of the world, when you just started dating somebody, get over it. Your goal is to get wild in that bedroom. Look, I'm telling you, if your clothes on my on top of my blanket is the dirtiest thing in my bedroom, I'm doing everything wrong. Because your clothes are going to get dirtier in my bedroom with me right now.
Thank
like,
you,
that's going to happen.
Amber.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, and Tinkerbell appreciates you.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think Tinkerbell's that clean of a dude. I mean, you guys all met at Coachella.
That's right. You can't be like, oh, I don't like germs in my bed when you spend a weekend at Coachella. You're bringing the germs home.
Right?
Chelsea's like, wait, thank you?
Are we all dirty?
Tracy from Encino. I love that our phone up wrote Encino.
That's a different city.
Your team, Chelsea, break it down. Why?
I'll tell you why. I don't think it's abnormal to lay down on your boyfriend's bed after a long day or a nice dinner. I think he's part of the 2%ers that think that we're dirty after being out all day.
That's weird.
There's nothing wrong with what he feels, but Chelsea, this is a danger sign. This is a red flag. He didn't communicate this appropriately with you. He was insulting. And number two, if a man is passive aggressive, there tends to be something a little off with his ability to relate to his feelings and to communicate them with his partner.
Interesting. That is a really interesting take. And you know the thing that's so weird about it, too? It makes me feel like now all of a sudden, because he didn't tell me up front, like, and he's been thinking this for a while, now I feel almost like I'm walking on eggshells.
Or
it's like,
what else?
Yeah, what else am I doing that's bothering him? Yeah. It makes me feel so weird and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, by the way, don't you think this is a whole lot of drama for an unofficial boyfriend?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, if you're only 3 months in and you see something like this, you kind of know that it's only going to get worse.
Oh, I will say, though, that he did, you could tell he felt bad after, because I, like, what happened was I, like, immediately pouted, and I, like, slid off the bed and sat Indian style on the floor, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, and, like, came over and picked me up.
Can you feel bad? He immediately regretted his decision because he watched the girl he wants in his bed slink down to the floor, and he saw his options, like, limiting very seriously. He was like, damn, I shouldn't have said that.
Thank you.
Ryan, you really think that of us guys? Come on.
No, we're way better people.
Chelsea, you need to remind him, girl, that he's quite lucky to have you in his bed to begin with.
Preach, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. You're the best.
Yo, people in Encino are awesome. What's going down in our text, Brian?
From the 310, we got Tink has first world problems, which is legit. From the 949, Team Tinkerbell. Ooh. You bring the energy of the world from the outside into the bed. No, thank you.
Yeah, Chelsea.
And then we got this from the 714. What a nerd. Chelsea can bring those dirty pants over to my place anytime she wants.
My pants are not dirty, by the way.
We can lay down plastic on the bed like Dexter.
Oh, my God.
Even if you came off of a hike, they say, Chelsea.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
We're going to put the end to this vote coming up next. I'm only going to take one more call at random. Team Tinkerbell or Team Chelsea? We'll find out. Nicole from Garden Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, you live in the best city because they have Garden Grove Nissan there. Side note, Nicole, you are going to judge right now. You're the final vote. Whose team are you on? Team Tinkerbell or Team Chelsea?
So I'm actually on Tinkerbell
my middle name's Nicole.
I'm sorry, Chelsea. You're freaking awesome. But, like, I have to be on Tinkerbell's side. Because if that's your man, girl, like, understand that he has his, like, preferences, too. You know, I'm sure, like, you like your steak cooked a certain way. And I'm sure he likes stuff, like, cleaned a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just, like, you should be grateful he told you the truth.
Well, yeah, I just wish he would have told me sooner and didn't make me feel, like, dirty in the moment.
Way.
Yeah, definitely.
You were hiking all day.
And, look, I respect it. I wasn't hiking all day, by the way. And I respect that he told me, you're right.
She slid in brunch, too.
He has a right to feel a certain way, you know? Yeah. And I will say, it does. I do appreciate the fact that he's clean. And he, like, I don't know. It made me feel weird.
All right, look. I think this guy's a complete nerd for this. Dweeb. Like, I get it. You want your bed to be clean.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to wash all that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
After you get done with it. Plus, don't you want some excitement in your life? What happens if you guys want to get it on in, like, the backseat of a car or something?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, this is super gross.
By the way, if you're going to get it on in the backseat of a car, Garden Grove Nissan has something great.
Oh, my
gosh. Yo, the Altima? The backseat's
amazing.
No,
there's really a lot of room in the Nissan. Hell yeah, I have a Nissan right now.
Wow. Nicole, I appreciate you calling in. Chelsea, I'm sorry, but Team Tink won today.
Wow.
Sorry, Chelsea. You're so awesome.
Love you,
Nicole.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, I wish you the best, Chelsea. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
We can wrap it up like this. I think he has every right, as you do, Chels, to talk about what you like and what you don't like and what you want from each other, whatever that area may be. What I didn't appreciate was the passive-aggressive comment.
Yeah, of course.
But we all make mistakes. At least is he, like, asking for forgiveness about this? Does he know he was in the wrong for the way he delivered the message?
He's been very apologetic about it. Yeah. You know, then I think that's the thing, too. It's like, it's not like we, like, had this big blowout over it. It's just kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable and made him feel a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And we're talking it out. And he's apologized as well, so.
Nothing sexier in the bedroom than telling somebody their clothes stink.
I know.
I'm asking for a friend, Chelsea, that's listening right now. How did the night end? Did he get over his germophobia?
Yes.
Okay, let's get it like that. Yeah, let's put it like that. Thank you guys for calling in and judging people. You guys are great at it. Love you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Big shout out to Dodgers pitcher Ryu. Yesterday, made history at the All-Star Game in baseball by becoming the first Korean-born pitcher to start an All-Star game, and went scoreless on that one. I mean, the National League ended up losing, but it wasn't his fault.
It's like their 10th loss in a row, too. Come on, National League. Facts. What's up? No
good. Also, the facts that are, it's such a beautiful day today and kind of talking about sports. Obviously, super stoked about our women's national soccer team winning back-to-back championships. They just did a parade. It still may be going on in New York right now. But there's another celebration going on today at 11 a.m. that you are all invited to. It's at the Rose Bowl, and they're unveiling the statue that's honoring iconic U.S. women's national soccer team that won the 1999 Women's World Cup. And Brandi Chastain, it's going to be a statue of her, and she's going to be there when she scored that goal versus China. It was absolutely amazing. 11 a.m. today, all right? Coming up next, Chelsea, what are you working on?
So Ed Sheeran has something special planned for all of us living here in L.A., and surprisingly, Nicki Minaj and Edgar have something in common.
I knew we did.
Yeah.
Is it the booty?
Whoa. We'll see.
Tamara, why are you laughing? Tamara's on the floor.
I mean, like,
I see how it is, Tamara. I see how it is.
She could name her booty Edgar twice.
I've been working on it, man. I've been doing some squats, whatever. Haters, coming up next. All right.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Very excited about this. So this coming Friday, Ed Sheeran will release his new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project. And to celebrate, he's opening up pop shops around the world.
Dope.
So these pop shops will feature limited edition merch collaborations with streetwear brands Kid Super, Chinatown Market, and Rude.
Dang.
The pop shops will be in a number of major cities in the U.S., including New York, Detroit, Chicago, Seattle, Atlanta. And then here in L.A., it's actually located right down the street from our studio in Miracle Mile area, 5416 Wilshire. All these shops are going to be open for one day only on Friday, the day his album's released, 7/12, from 3:06, very specific, 3:06 p.m. to 9:06 p.m. local time.
I think it's going to be big, man. I think people are going to pack the streets. Yeah. It's on Wilshire between the 11 City Diner, which is an amazing diner. You should check that out, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Bank of America, literally at like a block from my apartment.
Well, I think the whole world right now of picking up exclusive gear.
Yes.
Whatever it may be, a shirt, a sweater, a hat, sneakers. It's just bigger than it's ever been, and this pop-up shop's going to be dope.
Definitely.
Send the hype bros down there to get people fired up.
Yeah, definitely. I also cannot wait for his collaboration with Camila Cabello and Cardi B. I cannot even imagine what that song's going to sound like.
Yeah.
Huh? Coming so soon. I'm excited for that. All right, Edgar.
Yeah, what's up?
You and Nicki Minaj have something in common, okay? You have more in common than you may think.
I said the booty, but you guys all laughed at me. Tam especially.
Okay, get this. She is a huge fan of Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets.
Hey, what's up, Nicki?
Edgar, what day did they go out?
Last year, March 12th.
And then what day are they coming back in?
You caught me.
It's
this August.
Yeah, it's true. It's August 19th.
Yeah.
So I got a kick out of this. She got into it with Wendy's on social media, basically called them out for always, always taking them off the menu. And kind of a backstory, if you don't know, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but Wendy's recently revealed that they're bringing the spicy chicken nuggets back. They're returning them to their menu next month, August 19th. And this all kind of came about because Chance the Rapper went on social media and rallied for it, and Wendy's basically said, okay, we're bringing them back. We know you guys miss them. Wendy's tweeted out saying, this is the date they're coming back. And Nicki retweeted them writing, why do y'all keep taking it off the menu in the first place?
Yeah, Nicki,
just leave it. Y'all mad aggravating.
Hey.
Preach, Nicki.
Can we get Nicki to go after the McRib, too?
I know, right?
They sneak it in there once in a while. They're like, we got like 20 left.
I will never eat a McRib unless I get paid to tell you to eat it. But no, because I can't.
Hopefully sales isn't talking to McDonald's right
now. I'll eat anything you pay me for.
How can it be a McRib and there's no bone in it?
Oh. Don't ask questions that we don't want answers to.
It falls
to,
off the bone, and it already fell off the bone before you put it in your
mouth. But it looks like there's a bone in it. I don't know. Anyway.
What is the bone then? It's just
there is no bone.
Oh.
So how is it a rib?
I don't know.
Look, some questions you don't want answers to. Like, I don't ask what hot dogs are made of because I don't want to know. I'm fine with it.
Anyways, August 19th, get excited because those spicy chicken nuggets are coming back. I've never had them. I'm very excited to try them.
You know who I have a bone to pick right now?
Oh.
Chick-fil-A, man.
Why?
So yesterday, if you dressed up as a cow, you got free food. And I told my wife this, and she went with my 2-year-old daughter, Ariella. And obviously, they're already on their way because that's where they grab lunch sometimes. And I told her about it. She's like, babe, I don't have anything like that's nearly like a cow type of situation. I was like, just have Ariella moo.
Like, she's so she's cute.
Two.
Yeah.
Who's going to say no to a 2-year-old?
Never.
And there's Ariella going, no. They're like, I'm sorry, you're not dressed like a cow.
They said no.
They said no.
No.
Savage. Yay.
And I guess they had a huge sign inside of Chick-fil-A where it's like, you have to be dressed like a cow. Because I think a lot of people probably try to go up and just be like, moo.
I have a confession. I Postmates'd Chick-fil-A yesterday. I've never done that before. Okay. And we're talking about it so much in the show, I actually Postmates it. I've never Postmates like fast food before. Usually you do like, yeah. I don't know, like your favorite higher end restaurant.
A heady
or, like,
play for
a
your Postmates driver would have been to put a cow head on.
Yes!
You should have told me.
Yeah.
Don't you, when you order Postmates or whatever, Uber Eats, you have like under special instructions? You should be like, yo, can you dress up as a cow so you get this for free?
Right. Should've I did not that. Do that, but I thought about it. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, coming up next, you're going to want to hear this story. It's hilarious. A manager at a donut shop got caught running a pretty genius scam to get some extra dough. Wait till you hear what she was doing for the last 2 months.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Have you ever been at work and then thought to yourself, yo, I could totally run a scam here at work?
And maybe I am running a scam right now.
I knew it. That's why I'm bringing this up. Chelsea just uncovered herself. No, but you thought about it and you're like, no, but I have like ethics and stuff like that and I don't want to go to jail, so I'm just going to chill on that. But you could totally see ways that you could make extra money.
Look, there's gray areas. You live in the gray area. You know, that's all. Look, when you don't get paid a lot of money, it's all about living in the margins. You know what I mean? Like, free stuff at work. Sure, free stuff might be stuff you're not, maybe technically not free. Yeah. Like, notebooks and, like, a stapler and maybe a desk chair.
For example, in our industry, you don't understand how many people, especially that work in promotions area or picking up phones, in my experience, have gotten extra tickets to concerts and then try to sell them on the side and thought they were going to get away with it. And they get caught every time. I'm not saying here, it's happened, but I'm just saying in past experiences, right? And I bring this up because this story just came up of a manager at a donut shop that got caught running. I think it was a pretty genius idea. I don't know if anybody's ever done this one before to try to scam Dunkin' Donuts out of some money.
It's coming out of Largo, Florida. Markia Nelson, a manager at a Dunkin' in Largo, was arrested and is being charged with fraud and identity theft. And here's what happened. For the past 2 months, she hired a fictional employee to work at her Dunkin', and she was pocketing this dude's paychecks.
Giving this dude mad amount of hours.
Exactly.
Working 24-7 almost.
They're like, yeah, his name's Casper. He's standing right there.
He's chilling out right now. The fake dude had worked 235 hours and had gone. It was going pretty well, getting the scam going. And they think that she probably would have gotten away with it for a lot longer because really no one really knows.
Yeah.
Dunkin's such a big company.
Right.
They don't really know exactly who is and who isn't there. But somebody tipped the authorities off, or the management, like upper management, next level management,
right,
that there was this non-existent employee clocking in all the time. And I just feel like there was a hater in the building.
Oh, facts, bro.
And Markia, she started talking to people about this genius scam she had, hiring who knows who. And then another employee was like, hey, I could use Casper doing a little overtime for me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Markia? And she's like, that's my fake employee. You don't get my fake employee. You need to submit an application for your fake employee, and I'll decide if that fake employee gets hired.
Well, that just sucks for whoever had to work with, a.k.a. Casper, you know, because they had to do all the work.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, I was reading deeper into the story, and I guess the person that she hired, right, is an actual person with an actual Social Security number. It's like a friend of hers.
It's a key for hiring things, or people. You got to have a Social Security number.
Yeah. And so I don't know. We don't know the details as to like what kind of deal she had set up with her friend. Like, yo, just let me borrow your information. I'll clock you in and clock you out and never come to work, but you got to give me X amount of money.
Like, so. he's taking a cut just to not do any work at all. That's almost more genius for him. Because he could just be like, I had no idea, though, if he's getting money on the side. Is that illegal?
But either way, straight up got caught.
Damn, he dumb.
And there you go.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Dopest Moment Award goes out to Chelsea's unfortunate first big fight with her unofficial boyfriend, Tinkerbell, who she met 3 months ago at Coachella and have been going strong since then. It's honestly like we've never seen this happen before where Chelsea just gets hypnotized by a dude so quickly. It's like he dusted her with his fairy dust and then that's why we nicknamed Tinkerbell.
I mean, it's actually kind of it's crazy because she's cringing less every time we use the word boyfriend, even though we're saying unofficial.
Ooh,
like, she used to be like she was dodging something in studio and we'd say, like, flinching.
Exactly,
I'm
man.
Just chill. So, I'm going with the flow, you know.
The first big fight originated in the bedroom. Here's a little more explanation on that. What kind of problems are they having in bed? Is there an issue with...
the wand?
Oh, no.
Are you experiencing wand problems?
CBD can help you.
Wand problems in the bedroom?
Oh my God.
I just want to clarify, not wand issues.
No.
Well, wand works fine, huh?
Not wand issues.
Just wand's good? Good wand?
Wand's great.
Wand's great.
Just
great.
In case
great
you were...
Wand. Great wand.
Chris, you were wandering. All right. Actually, the issue is this. And a lot of you actually voted being on Team Tinkerbell, which was kind of surprising. But he was upset and was passive aggressive about the fact that Chelsea laid down on his bed with her street clothes on,
dirty,
as he put it.
Dirty.
And made her feel dirty about
yeah.
it. You know, like, yo, you've been wearing those clothes all day. Now you're laying in my bed. And she just didn't like the delivery.
I was tired. I yeah. wanted to sit down.
So it was surprising to us, though, that Tamara, our social media guru, took Tinkerbell's side on this, and Brian took Chelsea's side.
Yeah.
What? Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes,
what is happening? So this is the moment where Tamara was Team Tink. In a surprising change of events.
But
Tamara, social media guru, says she's on Tinkerbell's side,
what?
Not Chelsea's.
Yes,
Tamara, why are you on Tinkerbell's side in that it was wrong of Chelsea to lay in his bed with her clothes on?
That is literally disgusting. It's nasty.
Did you just call me disgusting?
Literally, it's like someone sitting on your pillow and farting on it.
Oh,
it is
goodness.
Not.
Yes, it is.
I heard you get pink eye from that.
You get pink eye from that. And it's really disgusting. You've been walking around all day and then you lay in your bed.
I can't.
Oh, we didn't ask Tamara then, but now we need to know. Who the hell farted on your pillow?
Yeah.
Yo, it has happened when I was younger.
No.
You know when someone's sitting on your bed and it's like they're partially on your pillow and halfway off?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they be siding those like undercover farts? Yeah.
This is these are facts.
Yeah, these
you
are
know
facts.
Someone and farted and then it directly impacted you and you had
yes,
pink eye.
And I had pink eye.
A gassy household.
So you went to sleep that night.
Yeah.
And then you woke up and you remembered, yo, that one person was sitting on my pillow,
yeah,
low-key farting on it.
Yep.
Damn, what about when you like have the, what if like you're just snuggling under your blankets and you fart in your sleep? You don't think that might have given you, don't think you gave yourself a pink eye when you Dutch ovened yourself?
No, my farts don't smell.
By the way, Chelsea and Tinkerbell are okay. As of right now, you guys are still unofficially together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, still unofficial, still things are kicking, we're kicking it. You know?
I mean,
we're
believe
cool,
it or not, guys,
chill.
He was able to overcome, power through the adversity of Chelsea's dirty clothes on their bed, and they were able to make it happen.
And I kind of think it's hot that he's like clean, you know? I like that he's a clean person. That's
I think
good.
Somebody
good
is.
Get over it and let your dirty pants lay on his bed.
So it's better to be unofficially together than officially over.
Exactly.
Truth.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Yes, Ortiz coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
AMP Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.